Blue had the hotel safe open and the necklace tucked into his palm when a big hand moved gently over the back of his neck. He stilled, barely breathing, until Mick murmured, "Caught you, fair and square."
"Not the time,"
Blue said through gritted teeth. "I think it's the perfect time. If you fuck this up, I don't expect you to put it back. Come on, Blue. You lost our bet. Take your punishment like a big boy." The bastard was smiling. Blue could feel it. Unease gnawed at his gut. He never got caught. Never liked giving up control. But for this man, it would still be hard. But shit, he'd never welched on a bet in his life. And he wasn't about to start now. They'd been circling each other for business and for the threat of pleasure for months. And Blue was finally caught.
"Do you remember the terms?"
Mick asked, and Blue glanced over his shoulder.
"Quite clearly."
"So do I."
Mick's eyes glowed, and Blue's heart lodged firmly in his throat, even as his cock hardened.
"Fucking traitor."
He closed the safe, shoved the necklace into his jeans.
"Where are you staying?"
Mick handed him a key card.
"Cape Grace, room 433, 11 o'clock.
And as Mick walked away toward the balcony, he called over his shoulder.
"The whole night. That was part of the agreement."
Blue slid the card in his pocket so he didn't have to watch his handshake. Waited a few beats until he was sure Mick was clear, and then went out to the balcony as well to climb down the side of the hotel. Blue blended in with the staff leaving from the rear exits, broke off toward the back alley. No one followed. No one ever caught him.
"Maybe you wanted to be caught.
Or maybe I just got sloppy,"
he muttered to himself as he walked the 2 miles back to his own hotel through the side streets of Cape Town, taking in the scenery. There was lots of jewelry in that Bishop's Court neighborhood hotel tonight, what with the society ball being held there, but he'd only taken the piece his buyer wanted, a yellow diamond pendant. 8 carats, no flaws. His mark apparently felt comfortable enough in the luxury hotel that they just used the room safe, not the hotel's main safe. Didn't matter, though. For someone like Blue, both were as easy to open as a bottle of soda. Easy always made him restless and irritable. He made the call, watched the money go into his account, and left the package with the night clerk who really wasn't the night clerk, but rather worked for his client. A perfect exchange. As untraceable as you could get these days. Upstairs, he ordered room service, then lay on the bed, staring at the ceiling. He figured the 2 hours left before his meeting with Mick would fly by, and he wasn't sure if he wanted time to slow or speed up. That had been his dichotomy with Mick from the start. The first time he'd met Mick was when they were both working for the same millionaire, Barry, on a job involving priceless statues that needed to be acquired and shipped cross-country. Blue stole. Mick provided protection.
"My retrieval experts,"
Barry had called them as they stood side by side before he'd introduced them. Mick was huge. His face seemed like chiseled stone, the rugged kind of handsome Blue definitely got off on. And he'd simply stared when Blue extended his hand and said hello. Blue had wanted to squirm under his gaze, but forced himself to pretend otherwise. He'd been hit with a surge of electricity when the man finally shook Blue's hand. Because of that, Blue purposely hadn't made small talk as Mick drove them to the estate Blue would steal from. He had to keep his head in the game.